My name's Johnny Merchada, and this is the Gunpowder Plot Show, also known as the Guy Fox Podcast. And we are joined by...
Say my name. Don't say that.
You don't want me to say it?
Let me say your name. I want to be Kanye.
I mean, it's...
As long as we know it's humor.
Howdy.
We're joined by DB Cooper and Bentley Meadows, also known as Bad Dog. The fellas.
I mean, with all your new listeners, I don't think you can claim to be the least listened to podcast anymore.
True. That might go my way. That might go my direction.
I heard you announce that, and I was like, that's false advertising.
That might go towards me. Hi, guys.
Hi. It originated as my radio show. And part of my radio show announcement, and I got like major kudos from the old DJs at the time. I would say, you know, you're listening to KZMU. We go from one end of town all the way to the other.
Nice.
Finally, I changed it. We went everywhere. Went all the way around the world, but I joked about having the largest number of groundhogs and prairie dogs.
I had a prairie dog earlier today. I had to let loose. Any hizzle. I brought in DB first to see if that might fix the situation that's been happening. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. If Bentley goes out first, then, or if he goes out at all, then we'll know that there's probably something to do with my anchor not being able to support these three big dicks. Know what I mean?
Well, for you to know, mine's in the junk drawer.
I'm feeling better. I think I sound better tonight than I did last time. A little bit higher of a octave in my voice. I still got the cough. My mom, turns out, has pneumonia.
Yeah, so does Cap's wife.
You know, I've heard that from five different dudes. They thought they had something and they had pneumonia.
I wonder if all of these people got the vax. Mine did. My mom did. DB, did yours?
What?
Did your mom get the vax?
I know two did. Because they're both nurses.
Your mom did? Okay, so there's two people that got the vax and they got pneumonia.
I know, two of the five did.
Cap's wife.
Cap's wife didn't?
No, I don't know about her, but that's why they had pneumonia. I didn't say anything about my mom.
Oh. I thought you said your mom did too. Maybe I'm retarded.
I said your mom.
I'm kind of retarded.
Like, you know, your mom.
Oh, got when you say that.
Hang on, I gotta go sit down and pee.
Facts.
I did do a podcast about that.
I know, that's why I said it.
Oh, okay.
Plus, then I won't drop my phone in the toilet.
Good point.
I did. That was an actual conversation I had with a woman.
What, that she sits down to pee?
No, she wanted me to sit and pee. And
No.
I was like, what? No, she was, she immediately got over it, you know.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
I'm a real man, woman.
Sorry.
I think that's when I referred to her as a woman.
I assume it had to do with that, with the fact that she had to clean piss droplets off the...
Well, and that, I showed her that how I peed. And she was cool with it. She's like, "Oh,
interesting." Okay.
Yeah, I was like, "Yeah, I'm not a 3-year-old stands against the wall."
I mean, I lean up against the wall if I can. That's always nice. First thing in the morning, you're still tired, a little, you know, off balance, off kilt. Just got to lean against the wall.
Do you pee in the shower?
No,
I was just gonna say.
So this is, dude, I know a lot of people that do, fuckers,
do.
Fucking nasty ass sons of bitches. You do too.
Like Costanza, they're all pipes.
Gross, dude.
You know, if you pee on your feet, you never get athlete's feet, right?
I don't want to pee on myself, though.
Might as well.
Well, I do not know if that's true. I heard that since I was a kid. I said that many times, and I remember some kid who grew up later who commented back to me, well, you said that to me.
You're in the shower peeing
on yourself, whatever, but you peed on your feet? No, I was like, did you ever get athlete feet? And he said no, and I was like, well, okay.
I have a strict – okay, so I guess I'm going to give up a little bit of dirty laundry. So Brain and his wife, my sister, they both admit to peeing in the shower. And I'm like, you nasty motherfuckers. My wife does too, mind you. So these three people in my life piss in the shower.
That's cool. Your sister stands up peeing. I give her props for that.
I'm like, you guys are fucking nasty. I go, do not pee in my shower. You, when you come to visit, you do not pee in my shower. And they're like, well, where else am I supposed to do it? I'm like, in the fucking toilet right next to the shower before you go in. That's my routine. It's easy. I take off my clothes. I go, oh, I got to pee. And I fucking piss in the toilet, and I get in the shower, and I wash myself clean.
Boring.
You don't poop in the shower then.
Oh, jeez, no.
No, they might as
that's
well.
That's next level. No, it's yeah. Not nearly the same.
No, I don't think that's the same, no.
Not
no.
Nearly.
There's a hard no on that one.
Gross, man.
Really took a tangent here. Jeez.
We might have to have a conversation about your habits after you get done doing that.
Yeah.
That's my go-to for post-sex. So I can't usually get it in the toilet post-sex, so I just go in the shower. It's just wherever it goes.
When you piss? Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that post-sex shower, yeah, that's a done deal for me. That's...
Dude, that post-sex piss, man, sometimes.
I'm not gonna, like, are you standing there with your ass way things, back in your ass trying to pee?
Well, yeah. Well, you go to let loose, and you're like, what's wrong with this? You're pissing all over everything. It's terrible. I get it, but still, I'd rather piss all over my toilet than piss in my shower. I don't know.
I'm
not
going to
fault you for
that.
You're not allowed to take showers, you son of a bitch. I'll just hose you down outside.
Go in the bathroom. Have to use your bathroom.
Okay, hey, dude.
I know what you're doing in there, you nasty.
I got one more for you. I got a good one for you.
Let's hear it.
Because I had a buddy of mine, he couldn't poop downtown when we went out. He always had to go home to do number two.
Yeah, I get that.
And yeah, I get that too. Honestly, I'm like, all right, I didn't have a problem doing that, pooping somewhere. Yeah. I go poop in the alley. It's like, once I got some toilet paper, I'm cool wherever I poop then. Right. But then he's not like that. But his pooper room was in between two bedrooms. Oh, and I happened to be walking from one bedroom to another bedroom and passed him with the bathroom door open and could see him on the toilet. Pooping, right? But I saw him wiping at the time.
Interesting.
Out of the corner of my eye. Well, hold on. And so I stepped into bedroom number two and stopped and thought, what did I just see? And I stepped back to the middle and I see him with his right hand in between his two legs. Wiping his ass, and I was because I was like, dude, what are you doing? And he looks at me stupid. He's like, I'm wiping my ass, and I'm like, no, dude, who taught you how to do that? Your mom didn't teach you how to do that. Women don't teach people how to do that. Like
yeah.
That.
No, but well, this is the thing is that women aren't even supposed to wipe back to front.
Yeah, you I knew that, and I was like, You didn't learn that from your mom.
He's using his stack as an actual fucking mud flap. That's gross, dude.
Anyway, yeah, I had to argue. I was like, well, I understand why we came back, because you got shit all over yourself. You got to get in the shower to clean it up.
Yeah, okay, that's when you go, it. You know what? We can't be friends anymore, man. I don't like how you wipe your ass. I can't trust you. Hell's wrong with you. To answer your question, no, you go from the side. And you go front to back. Now I've heard, dude, I used to work with construction workers, right? So I've heard some shit. This one nasty, I don't know if I can say his name, but he was a pot belly. He was pot belly because his liver was so big because he was an alcoholic. Jeez. He almost died when we were working together. He was a douchebag. But this gross motherfucker used to go, yeah, you wipe, and then the last wipe, you smell it to see if there's any in there. And I'm like, what is the matter with you?
Not the method.
Where did your parents go wrong in raising you, you fuck? You know?
Gross. I hope he was just messing with you, but yeah, I'm like.
No, he wasn't. Okay. This guy was, he was fucked up.
I would love to be there because I would shove it in his face.
Yeah. personally, I use baby wipes. Love baby wipes. Been using them since my son was born, and we had to get baby wipes. And I go, these damn things do a good job. That they do a great job on me. And sure enough, started using baby wipes then, and haven't stopped since. And I got the cleanest. No, I can't do that. I don't want an enema. I don't want something going in my ass.
You don't get max pressure.
No, like you can adjust that.
Yeah,
I guess.
I've installed a couple, but yeah.
But even then,
I've never used one. I'm like, no, I'm cool. Well, you know what's funny? Is like, you know, you do that great. Not to use toilet paper or have to wipe your ass, but eventually you have to, you know, get in there and wipe that out.
Well, I'll say it like this. All right, let's say you get some peanut butter on the counter, right? You spray it with some water. You think that peanut butter's off? See what I mean?
Well,
you gotta wipe it off.
You can't compare poop to peanut butter.
I feel like that was the best comparison I've come up with in a while.
It's friggin' oil, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Nice try.
Sometimes I shit it, and it
well,
feels
gravity's
like
not helping it along. Now, if you stuck it on, say, the bottom of your cabinet, you know, over top of your countertop. And then you
the longer
it.
The longer
gravity
this goes,
you know,
on
with work, we could change the subject at any time.
I'm invested. I feel like the longer this goes on since I made that comparison, the better I feel about that comparison to peanut butter. I think that was the best. The best, dude. It was great. I feel real good about that. Anyway, so yeah, I use baby wipes, and they're fucking phenomenal. I suggest every man do, because we got hairy asses, right? We're hairy men, hairy boys, and I don't think water will do it. I think we need to take this to a court of law.
I tell you what, let's take it to this. My one piece of sex advice I got from my Uncle Jim when I was about 13, and. He's like, because nobody would talk about that back then, but he was kind of drunk, and he'd tell me anything I wanted to know. And he,
all right, at this point, wait, I'm going to let you finish, but at this point, this feels like a feels like a molestation story, dude. You got all the ingredients.
It's not even close, no. It is like this is going to help. If you don't know any better, it's going to help everybody out. But this was the advice I got after he gave me his drunk. It's like, if you think you're going to get a blowjob, make sure you go wash your ass, get that all cleaned up, do her a favor. I was like, anything else? He's like, that's it. That's all I got. Go away.
Make sure she wants to come back again.
Yeah. I would tweak it just a bit to say, if you want more, if you want numerous blowjobs, to make sure that the first time you're smelling good down there.
So that was it. That's all I got. That's
exactly. Yeah, no, that's
when
good.
When it comes to like cleaning up your ass and you want to get blowjobs, you need to do what you need to do.
So it turns out this is not to do with us, because I brought him in the first time. I think this has something to do with his toilet phone on DB Cooper's part.
I'm joined up by a laptop, if that helps.
Yeah, I think you and I both have good connections.
But I have talked to you on my phone.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's sorry, I'm scratching my back. It feels so good. Fucking back scratchers are like the best invention ever. no, there's I use Old Spice body spray, but there's a body like it's a body spray that you can spray all over, and it's like a dry spray. Oh, it's so good. It keeps you nice and dried up, smelling good all day. It says 48 hours, but that would entail that you don't take a shower for 2 days. So I highly suggest you fucking take showers every day. But you can spray it on your nuts, and your fucking nuts are nice and dry. Oh, it's so nice. So nice. And they smell good. So, you know, it helps to have dry, good-smelling nuts for anybody that – any man out there. I think the majority of the people that listen – I have looked at the analytics. The majority of people that listen to this are men. So this is advice going to them.
Okay.
But also for the women that listen, tell your boyfriends. There is a Old Spice dry spray that you can get. Ladies, go through, and you smell each one, not dicks, but like the sprays in the aisle, and pick out your favorite. Have your man spray his downstairs with it. You're welcome. So anywho, Carrie Lake's lawsuit went forward.
Cool. They move forward to what? Up against a brick wall?
It could, but the evidence that she's brought out so far, that her lawyers have brought out, have been phenomenal. And it's absolute evidence that Maricopa County is just – if we were to – give them anything, it's that they are severely retarded, the people that run Maricopa County's elections. They are so bad at everything. What's that called? Whoever carries all of the ballots and everything in and out. I can't remember the legal term for that, but they're not using the appropriate the appropriate handling. Basically, they're not taping up right stuff with the right tape and the right boxes and doing all the right shit. And I guess there was another part that came out either yesterday or today. I had listened to it the first day or so. Viva Frey and Robert Barnes has done some stuff with Trump and also helped out Alex Jones, but these two guys are buddies now. And I watched them watching the trial, and there's a lady that I listen to also on YouTube, or that I watch her videos, and she does body language. She's a body language interpreter, and she is awesome. She's got a very sexy voice too, and she went over all of this as well, and it's all looking very good in favor of Carrie Lake. But as you just said, I mean, the pessimistic part of me, which is thriving now in this age we live in, feels as if nothing's going to happen, you know.
Well, they got that Hobbs lady in charge of all of it. And
That should be everybody's problem.
Conflict of interest.
Massive conflict of interest. Yeah. You cannot.
How can that change that to where those people that are running aren't ineligible to certify?
Well, there's one answer that I can't get past that's the answer to solving all of these issues within our country, and it's the answer I don't want, and that would be physical violence. It'd be a war. That's the only way to get these people out, because the system's set up to keep itself installed and to prevent itself from losing its own power, and this is the perfect example of that. You have somebody who is the head of the board of electors, who's also running for governor of the state, it should blow everybody's mind that she's able to do that. I mean, if Trump can't keep control of his company and run for president, or at least win the presidency and keep his company, how in the fuck can the person running for an elected position also head the election department? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, that sounds like that's got to be an Obama move.
Sure.
Some kind of loophole he figured out when he ran for things, when he was getting people to vote. But that's really, it seems like that's where you got to start.
Guess so.
I had some lady come up and run and give me a line about DeSantis. That was it. That's all I heard in the last few years from any kind of politician.
I mean, I will say this, especially when it came to the last election cycle, is, and I've noticed this for years, the Republicans, and it might be because their voters are the backbone of our country. They work, right? And they can't get out and canvass, and they can't get out and knock on doors and stuff like that. Well, the Democrats do. The Democrats get out and they knock on doors and they go out and they have their people, you know, face the voter. And
well, that's what you got to do, period.
Yeah,
I
is.
Don't see the Republicans or anybody else doing it.
The Republicans or the Libertarians. It's the Democrats do it, you know, and that's something that definitely needs to change. On the fundamental side of everything, you know, that's your foundation.
I don't see the Baptists knocking on doors, but I see the Jehovah Witnesses.
You know what? Maybe that works against my argument that I just made, because how many people are turning to Jehovah's Witnesses? And they do. They knock on everybody's door. Everybody sees them coming too, and they're like, "Oh shit!"
Well, they've been coming to my door. I've been having fun with them.
Yeah, I chatted up with them, and in a good, genuine fashion too. You know, I've brought them, you know, not in my house, but I've had them back at my garage, sitting there while I'm tinkering on shit, talking to them and stuff. You know. At the same time, I'm like, listen, boys, I'm not converting. You guys are fucking nutty. And I'm a Catholic, and, you know, we'll kind of sit and have not like a debate, but more of a discussion. Yeah. And, you know, treat them pretty well.
When I get tired, I'm going to say, so I've been looking into this, and there's only 144,000 people get to go to heaven.
Yeah, that's the.
So,
yeah.
Like, you might as well give up.
So how do I get the rest of you all to not join? That's the way I ought to be, you know.
Yeah.
144,000, that's not a lot. The rest of everybody, but I guess you kind of go to, if you're a Jehovah Witness and you're not the 144, you cease to exist. You don't like go to hell.
Yeah, I think I asked, and it's like some sort of,
it's just lights out for you.
Have,
yeah. How do they run
out
that?
Oh, they don't line it up for you though. You lay them all around.
Mm.
They'll tell you things, but they won't show you who wrote it.
You gotta study the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, and the Mormon. I read some of that, and it just seemed like a regurgitation of King James.
As I was listening to you guys, and we were talking about that, I was looking up an article because I needed to find this priest's name. This is on foxnews.com. Shania Twain reveals decision to pose topless for cover. It looks like I'm going to be looking for that
article. Google image.
Yeah, buddy.
How old is she? 50s?
I don't know. Dude, she looks great.
I remember her, and was it the Backstreet or New Kids on the Block? One of them was on the radio at the same time, and my little niece loved both of them. But one day she stuck in the Backstreet Boys or whatever in my car, and I flung it out the window.
Get that shit out of here. Yeah.
Oh, she about lost her mind.
Yeah.
$15 was fine.
Yeah, it's a loss of $15. Remember when it was only $15 for them damn things back in the day? That was nice.
I was at the $5 bin.
Yeah, everything's at the $5 bin now. Speaking of singers, Celine Dion recently went down from the vax. She got, I think they said it was 99.6%. They were 99.6% sure that the vaccine is what gave her her illness or whatever the fuck she had. Need to look that up too. Celine Dion vax injury.
Well, her, on the other hand, I've always found extremely unattractive for being such a pretty person.
Oh my gosh, she is so ugly.
That's weird. Yeah. Like, you can tell she's like put together well, but yeah, not attractive to me in any way.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is becoming. As you and me were talking, and Gavin McGinnis talked about this, I knew about this. I can't remember who I heard it from, but you and me, me and DB were talking about Faith Goldie. Faith Goldie comes from this part of Canada, and I can't remember exactly where it, if it was like Saskatchewan or wherever, but it's where these French people and the Indians like interbred, right, or bred or whatever you want to call it, had sex basically. And the daughters, was it Ottawa? Yeah, the daughters that would come out. I mean, the women that were born from these two people coming together are some of the most beautiful women on the face of this earth. And Faith Goldie is an example of that. She is unbelievably beautiful. And I feel like Celine Dion might have came from this area, but she fell off the ugly tree. Not only did she hit every fucking branch down, she hit the roots. Like I'm no pretty boy, but holy shit, I do not think that Celine Dion is pretty in the slightest way. That might be the meanest shit I've said in a while on my podcast.
Maybe she climbed up and fell back down.
But you know what? I'm fine with it because she. I'm gonna look up this article real quick. She's been promoting some pretty satanic shit for a while.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Promotes.
I never had much for her, but everybody liked her. Was she a Titanic singing lady?
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay.
Titanic song.
I like her song. That song, okay. I can listen to it.
I remember watching that movie with a buddy of mine with a couple girls that we were both really wanting to get with.
I thought it was just my buddy at first.
We laughed so hard during that movie that both those girls got pissed off at us.
At which part?
Man, I don't
when
know.
He dies?
I just thought the whole movie was stupid.
Draw me like.
Oh my God.
Draw me, Jack. Draw me like your French. Those French whores or something.
I remember
like that.
I hated it. And I didn't want to see it at all. And the girl I was dating went with my dad. They're like, oh, it was such a great movie. You guys suck. Movie sucks.
Okay, I'll go against the grain.
Yeah, Jack does die at the end. I was like, man, y'all couldn't pull dude in, really?
Yeah, that's everybody's point, dude. It's like, you bitch.
And no, there was, I mean, I know the story of the whole Titanic. I get it. You know, a lot of people died.
Well, wow. Here's the story about the Titanic is that you had some U.S. Legislators, I believe it was. I'm probably getting the story wrong. It's actually something I wanted to look into and do an episode on, was that there were some people who were opposed to the 1913 institution of the Federal Reserve. That were on board that. And I think they were the strongest opponents who probably could have prevented the Federal Reserve at that time from coming to fruition, of being an established moneylender to the United States. And they were on it, and it was a an assassination of sorts.
Well, I'm cool with that. You know, I know a lot about it, and I don't have a problem with the, you know, the honorable guy that ran the boat, can't think of his name right now, but going out and hunting down a iceberg and sinking the thing would really have to be what happened, since everybody Well, something else happened, and they were all like, no, it was an iceberg.
You know, I don't know if you guys heard it, but there was, they, I don't know if it was the captain or somebody else, but they, he said that not even God himself could sink that boat before they went on their maiden voyage.
Yeah, the captain, though, his plan was, that was his final voyage, right? He was supposed to take that to New York, get off, retire, and come back with on the Titanic in first class and really enjoy things and go on to retirement. That was his plans. That was like what was written down. We know some people say it was the Olympia. And they sank it on purpose to get insurance money.
I know my cousin was talking about there being a bunch of people in power on there.
Oh, yeah, and it was lit up. And then, you know, like J.P. Morgan was supposed to, you know, he funded it and didn't take off. He decided to stay and take the next one. And a couple of his buddies, and you know, yeah, it was lit up with the right people, of course. First class was opulent.
Have you ever seen it side by side with like a cruise ship today?
I remember a
seeing
the QE2 comparison with the Titanic, and the QE2 is huge, but the now it's small compared to what they got going on.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing the QE2 or seeing battleships pull into like this harbor up in Maine, Frenchman Bay in Maine. And those Navy ships look huge. And then one morning I walked out and saw the QE2, the Queen Elizabeth II cruise boat, and was like, oh my God. That boat is huge. I was like, wow. And then later, finding out that boat's and make that look tiny.
I'm looking at that one up right now.
So, J.P. Morgan, I guess, is being blamed in link to the Rothschilds to having sunk the Titanic. But I guess Pete Morgan also built the Titanic, or was involved in the building of the Titanic.
Yeah, it was like him.
He
was
funded, built the Titanic, yeah.
His dad didn't like him. Called him greedy.
He was
called him out. He had done something else shady before then and ripped off a bunch of people kind of legally but shadily, you know, and his dad was like, man, you're just greedy. You're not a good guy. You're greedy.
And it still got some games.
The three guys that died that were opposed to the new Federal Reserve Bank were Benjamin Guggenheim, Isa Strauss, and Jacob Astor.
Yeah.
The Astor family was one of the richest families in the world.
But they were probably not playing game at the time.
Yeah.
And somebody got to take a hit.
J.P. Morgan also made a book or wrote a book 14 years prior to this. Called Futility or the Wreck of the Titan.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities in that.
Yeah, a ton of similarities. And the person who, ghostwrited or whatever the book was poisoned to death a couple years after the Titanic sank. You know, like I said, it, you know, when did these coincidences, you know, how many coincidences do you need before you finally go, that might be a conspiracy?
Well, people are easily fooled.
Sure.
Like, you know, as an example, you know, like choices. You get choices and you think you know what you're doing. But I learned card tricks when I was a small kid. Not only did I learn them, I mastered them, right? I could lay two decks of cards in front of you and say, pick one. Point at one, and I'm going to work, you know, if you pick this one, I'm taking the other one, acting like that's what I'm supposed to do, and I just set it all up and amaze the shit out of you, you know?
Right.
And I'll keep letting you point at things later on through tricks or, you know, just sleight of hand.
Is DP, what's DP? DB, are you outside?
Yeah, I just started my car. I got a running errand.
Ah, gotcha. Did you hear all that shit?
I thought maybe you might be
talking or anything. I was like, hopefully it's low key.
We hear
he just put a body in the back of his trunk.
You fucking wrestling a bear right now?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, it's a good way to get good at wrestling, I guess. I mean, just ask Khabib Nurmagomedov. How did we get from Celine Dion over to the Titanic? We got there. Oh, yeah, she was on the song for the Titanic. Got it.
How about the new Avatar is going from the Titanic to Avatar?
Yeah, well, the Avatar, I guess it only made like, it only made 400 and some odd million dollars in its opening day, and they wanted to make 2 billion because that's how much it cost to make the damn movie.
Yeah,
I'm going to go see that.
I'm not. I don't know if I'll probably see it when it's finally streamed.
Hey, no way. I want to see that 3D.
Is it 3D?
You know,
the first it better one was. Be.
The first one I didn't think was all that great. I mean, I'm not saying it was bad. I liked it, but I didn't think it was all that good of a movie.
Yeah, I thought it was visually fun, but the plot and stuff was
just I thought it was cool. But then, you know, by the time it was over, I'm like, did you all just rip off Ferngully?
There was a movie that they did. I can't remember what the story was, but they ripped it off from whatever said story was that I can't think of. But yeah, it was pretty bad of a ripoff to say for like what it was. But I just didn't think it was like an outstanding movie that, you know, even now I mean, I can remember parts of it. You know, I remember the main theme, I guess. But outside of that, it was like kind of somewhat forgettable. To the point where they, go ahead.
You have to watch it again. Because while you were sitting there, how did you feel about when you were watching it? And I'm only saying this because I listened to somebody else talk about it the other day. And they said for some reason when they walked out of there, they felt great. But then after that, every time someone asked them about it, they said it sucked. He's like, man, I went back to thinking, you know, when I was sitting there watching the movie, how much I liked it from beginning to end, but somehow I went from that to it sucked, you know, 2 days later.
Well, I'm also somebody that, go ahead.
I was gonna say my issue that just comes off as like the tree hugger film kind of thing, Mother Earth stuff.
Yeah.
Pushing environmentalism.
Environmentalist, and I'm not a fan of environmentalists.
You know, Gaia
is. I don't know what to think about Gaia. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like that whatever that organization is that puts out like videos and shit about vibration and crazy shit out in the world and all that.
Nope.
I feel like that's almost an iceberg to something that we'll have to talk about at a different time. There's a shit ton of stuff to it, but. No,
I like the idea of vibes and vibrations.
Sure. Yeah. No, I agree. I've got that in the book for anybody that's read it. Yeah. But no, I don't know. It's all right, but I'm the type of dude that, you know, I like shit like The Matrix. I like shit like, you know, fucking
Blew my mind the first time I watched
it. Yeah, that first movie.
What?
I mean, they set the bar so high that any movies that they came out with after were just going to be terrible. And the fourth movie
have you seen the recent one? Good Lord.
It so made horrible. Me feel better about the middle two, about two and three.
When
the second one came out, it's like, okay, this is the second movie. And you knew that a third one was coming out because they had already said it. So it was like, okay, I'll give you some slack. It wasn't that great, but it wasn't terrible, you know? And then when the third one came out, you're just like, I wasted so much of my life on your shitty story. You know, like you guys ruined that first movie so bad. I don't even know.
Something better.
I remember I went to go see it by myself. I was in Ann Arbor. I went and saw the movie by myself, and I walked out, and the guy in front of me that was walking out, I don't know if he had a friend next to him, or I remember him saying that was fucking terrible and a waste of my money. And I just, I was like, yeah, correct. You said that correct. How about this? What are your guys' favorite Christmas movies?
Oh, well, mine is always and will be number one because people hate it when I say it, and two because I say it's a Christmas movie.
Can I say it? Can I say it? I bet I know which one it is.
Go ahead.
Die Hard.
Yeah.
Booyah.
I mean, it come out in July, I believe, but it was like Christmas in July.
Yeah.
He was coming home for Christmas to argue with the old lady about why. I can't remember. She changed her name.
She changed her name. They seemingly were separated and going for a divorce.
Right.
But he came out to stay with her, and she seemed to really like dig him. You know, and they ended up staying together after it all. So for anybody that hasn't ever seen it yet, there's a spoiler. All right, DB, you consider Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Of course.
Of course. You got three thumbs up from all three of us.
I think I like the second one better, though. And that one's got a bunch of snow, though, too.
How do you feel about the guy doing martial arts naked in the beginning of that? Big fan?
all male nudity other than my own? No.
What I do notice about that guy doing, because they do like, he's almost like spread eagle Hans just from Gruber? Behind.
Or no, it's his brother, right?
Is it in the second one? No, Hans Gruber's brother doesn't come in until I think the third one.
Third one, yeah. Who's in the second one then?
The second one is the general, the American general. Like, and you see him it fully nude.
Go on. I'll have to think of his name for a moment.
So you see him fully nude doing martial arts, and he's spread eagle, but it's from behind. And all I noticed was, I don't think he's got a big dick.
You'd see my
testicles hanging down the way he was. You'd see something. But outside of that fucking shock value, the second one was good. So for anybody that wants to, what I did this year for my family, because I'm sick and tired of, we just saw it today. Tried to look up the new Grinch animated movie, you know, because I got kids. And it's not on anything. Like, if you look it up on Roku, it's not on anything that I have. So I have to rent it for, like, you know, however much money. So what I did this year was I went on Amazon. Not that I want to give money to, you know, what's his name? But
Jeff Bezos.
I got the movies that I love for Christmas. And here are my top picks for Christmas. Number one. Did I talk about this?
You did it. You did it on your own, yeah. On your own cast.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll go back over it. Number one, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Oh, yeah. I love that movie. It is phenomenal. That's a great one. So now I have it forever. I think it was only like $5. It was not like, I think I spent $20 total for all four of these movies that I was looking for. Number two, I'll say it, Die Hard. And I got this more so for my wife because she likes Die Hard 1. And I'm a big fan of Die Hard 2. Both of them are great movies, but it comes in a 5-movie package and it's like $10. And you get Die Hard 1 all the way through Die Hard 5. It's fantastic. Nice and cheap. Scrooged with Bill Murray.
That's epic.
Epic movie. Phenomenal. My mom hadn't seen it. My mom was like, I don't get it. I've never seen this movie before. I'm like, dude, it was back in it was 88 when it came out.
The beginning when he shows that preview and it's all like super violent.
Yeah. And then like
everybody's even, like freaking out.
Yeah. They even have like a newspaper about somebody who watched it and died.
Yeah.
It is so good. Scrooged is such a great movie. And then what was the fourth one? Oh, Home Alone. And that came in a two package thing deal. And that was like, I don't know, $5 or something like that. So you got Home Alone 1 and 2. Just watched Home Alone 1 last night with my kids. And it's great. Those are four phenomenal, fundamental Christmas movies to watch. So
I remember we had rented Christmas Vacation. It seemed like it came out around Christmas because I think I remember being around Christmas when it came out the first year. And
what'd you say? You broke up. Uh-oh.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
He might be gone. Watch it. Ding. I think he can hear us right now, but we can't hear you, buddy. Sorry. Yeah, those four movies are phenomenal. Good movies. What other movies? Now, I've never seen – well, I can't say I've never seen Miracle on 34th Street. I guess there was a remake. That was on tonight. My wife was watching that. I know I've seen bits and pieces of both the original and the remake, but I've never fully watched those. Go ahead, DB, with what you're saying.
Where'd I get cut off at? I'll just restart.
Right at the beginning of what you're saying.
We had. Yeah. It seems like that movie came out around Christmas, and I remember we had rented it. It was just really epic, and then like that part with the lingerie chick coming up out of the pool when he's like fantasizing about her. That was like, you know, 9-year-old come true.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that lingerie chick in the mall or wherever he was, when it shows her fucking hip, when she like is showing him the panty line.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Line, Russ. Nope, dead. Can't.
Yeah. Oh, shit. The best is when there's so many great parts on there. The very beginning when he gets caught under the log semi and then he pulls out and he fucking flies off the highway. Phenomenal. When they find the perfect tree and then his dad's like, did you bring a saw? And then the next scene is him put the tree with its roots on the car. It's such a good movie, man. It's so good. Chevy Chase was perfect in that. You know they made a number two. I've never seen it.
Seen what?
Those are all good. Christmas Vacation number two.
Oh.
Yeah. Cousin Eddie's perfect. Everybody loves Cousin Eddie. And for anybody that doesn't know, yes, is it Dennis Quaid?
Randy
Quaid, yeah. Those two haven't talked in a long time. But Randy Quaid is like a huge Trump supporter. Yeah, he went a little nuts. Yes, him and his wife went to Canada to try and run away from the federal government, but they got caught. So I don't know if people would consider him a great somebody to listen to. But I think he's fine. He's just a little nutty. Like, I would watch his posts on Twitter when I was on there, and they are out there, but he's kind of just a goofy guy anyway in general. Like, his characters he plays on fucking in the movies are always nutty. But he was a great addition as Cousin Eddie on there. So I want to make this I meant to make this more of a Christmas episode because we have Christmas in what, 2 days? Tomorrow's Christmas Eve, so today's Christmas Eve. Oh, how do you guys feel about eggnog? There's a question.
Fine by me.
So good. No fucking. I was like, I've got just a little bit left, but it's like the kind that has this kind. My mom had gotten when she was here, and it's got whiskey and rum both in it. It's just like the one that they make, you know, whatever, and they sell it with it already in it. And it's got whiskey and rum in it, which is a weird combo. I always thought it was just bourbon with eggnog or spiced rum. But this one it's good. And I was going to drink some on the show tonight, but I'm going to drink it on Christmas because it just seems like the right thing to do. And I want to do the right thing, you know? But tonight I am having Rebel Whiskey, one of my favorites now. And I'm almost done with it. But I'm going to have to pour a little bit more. And then I'll hit up the late night nuggets as soon as we're done with this so that I can focus on this episode. DB, how do you feel about eggnog, sir?
Kind of torn. Kind of like it.
I don't think we can be friends anymore. We're done. We're all done.
you see, and then like also, I just like I like it with no alcohol either.
You like it without alcohol?
Yeah, I don't like the alcohol one.
No, I agree. I can agree to that.
Actually, I can't say that for sure because I've only had the pre-mix, so I haven't like a made one. But like alcohol and a milk base. What is eggnog? There's milk in there, isn't there?
Say that again. I don't know what it is. I don't know what all the ingredients are, but I know it tastes delicious.
And alcohol don't seem like a good combo. Dangerous.
You'd think that it would curdle, but it doesn't. It doesn't curdle, and it's good. At least I think it is. And my son likes normal eggnog. Obviously, I'm not going to give him a fucking. I did the other day though. I was like, here, buddy. You want to taste some whiskey? Because every father needs to do that with their kid, right? You want to taste a beer? Yep. Here, try some beer. See if you like it. And it's so funny because I remember being his age and tasting whiskey and going, why do you drink this? This tastes like fucking poison. And he did the same thing. He took it and he was like, oh. I was like, yeah. All right, good. You just wait till you're in your 20s. Once you hit about 25, all of a sudden bourbon whiskey is like the best shit ever. So... But fuck man, we got a couple of other things. Daryl, fuck, I'm gonna have to edit that one. God damn it. D, I've been drinking. DB, pretty cold out there where you're at, huh, buddy?
Good lord. It's almost butt cold.
How cold is it out there? You sent me something the other day, it was -25.
I think the real temperature got to like -17, but the high was -2.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It's tropical weather. Bentley, how cold is it down there where you're at?
How warm.
Bentley?
What was that?
I said, how cold is it down there where you are?
Oh, it's about 40.
It's pretty chilly. It's pretty chilly for Florida. Uh-huh. You know, you got to put on some sweaters if you have them. You got to, you know, turn on the heater finally.
Weird smell.
42. Yeah,
because you haven't had it ran in forever. Up here today, it was 2 degrees, but that's the weather itself. But we had like high winds. They were talking this big game about this storm that was supposed to come through. And I've got this, by way of brain, I got this fucking immaculate snowblower that's only been used once. And now I've got it. And it's badass. I had to drain out the old gas, put in the new gas, and get it started and going. I was ready for today, dude. I was so ready to fucking go out there. I was going to snowblow everybody's driveway. Probably my whole block I was going to snowblow just to fuck around and do it, you know. We got maybe a half inch.
Whatever they call that thing, how big's the intake?
I don't know. Oh. What's in between 24 and 36? Whatever that is. Whatever that number is. I can't do math right now. Bigger than 2 foot, smaller than 3. 2.5 foot. Fucking 6 inch plus 24. 30 inch, I think. Yeah. So it's like one pass is almost the sidewalk. So, but I got it all ready. And then, yeah, like I said, we got about a half inch. And it was in part to do, well, a big part that they were expecting was like the winds were upwards of, they were saying 50 miles per hour. And I think the highest they got up was like 20 something. Which made the wind chill go down. It felt like it was, I think they said -25 here. And sure as shit, dude, my fucking Finch froze. It rained all night last night. So like everything froze. My wife fan doors closed shut. I can't open those fucking things. But long story short, we did not get what we were supposed to. And I didn't get to use my snowblower. And I'm fucking sad. But we will have a white Christmas, which is nice. Because, as we all know, the white Christmas is the right Christmas. Know what I mean? White power.
I didn't know you were going there, but well done.
I got there. All right, man, it's so funny because, you know, I would assume that the majority of the listeners that I have left are people that like get that, you know, they're like, oh, okay, fucking whatever. But I also hope that there's like a lefty that listens, that tunes in, and they're like, see, they're racist, and like melts down. Yeah. Has a whole fucking day of like thinking about killing themselves because, because we fuck around. Anyhizzle. Now with all of this that's been going on, sadly you have in Europe, more specifically like Germany, like England, because of all of the funds that they've sent over and this virtue signaling of not using Russia's oil, it's been something that's been, they've been talking about of not having the oil to use towards heating in their countries. And now it's winter and you have a lot of people that, I mean, they've been scrounging for wood. There are wood-burning stoves, I would have to assume, of some sort in their houses to keep themselves warm at night. But this is a perfect example of why government needs to be limited as much as possible, allow for the free market in all of these areas, even including Russia. And I'll tell you right now, dude, because of all the shit that they pulled with Zelensky coming over, Zelensky came over, for anybody that doesn't know, came over to the United States recently in the last couple of days, went in front of, I think it was Congress, gave a speech and demanded more money from the United States of America, which is just fucking ridiculous. All for nothing. It's all to give them more money. It's made me want the Ukraine to lose and Russia to win. I'll be completely honest about it. I am not that I'm necessarily on Russia's side, but, and not that I want to pick a side. I could care less about this whole thing. And I don't think that we need to be involved, as I've said from the beginning. But because of all the shit that's gone on, and Zelensky also firing a missile into Poland and blaming it on Russia and killing two people over there, it makes me want to see the Ukraine lose. You know, this shit has pissed me off so bad. And now you have these poor Europeans that, again, I may not know them. I mean, I know my relatives over in Ireland went and stayed with them when I was there when I was 12. But, you know, I know that all of them are suffering right now because of this proxy war that we have going on in the Ukraine, which is almost like a pissing contest to an effect with it when it comes to the United States and our involvement, you know. And now you have these poor Europeans, Germany, all over the place, Germany, I don't know, fucking, I know England, maybe France, whoever else is together in NATO, and they're making their people suffer, not having the gas that they need, the oil that they need to gas their homes, which you'd think that they would have switched over to natural gas by now, but, you know, who am I? But all because of this and their desire for bloodshed, now they have their own people who are suffering, you know, as winter has come to Europe. It's a very sad state of affairs, as far as I'm concerned.
Bentley, yeah, and they are depleting our munitions.
Mm. Yeah, good point. Depleting our munitions. I can't remember who it was. I could look it up right now, but I've been drinking, and I don't want to. So we'll just kind of talk shit about what we kind of know.
Like Germany has like 7 days of bullets left.
Yeah. Yeah, all of these countries are, including the United States of America, where, and now we have this new bill. Like, how much was that bill? 1 point something trillion? No.
Yeah, we're sending him Patriot missiles now.
Right, so we're sending him all sorts of munitions and weaponry and money. For what? And our inflation is only going to go higher because of this. Every time we send money over there, our inflation goes higher. Every time. It does not help us. This war doesn't do shit for us. Our gas prices are going to go higher. Right now they're low, like, or at least lower than they were. I think the lowest I paid recently, certainly in the past 2 years, was $2.89. And that was, or maybe $2.79. And that was the other day. So it's like, okay, it's getting lower. But I understand, as most other people should, that that is temporary. Why is it temporary? Well, one, we're using our reserve oil barrels right now. And we have been. And as long as we're using reserve, that means that we're not taking in more. We're not pumping in what we once were in order to fill the reserve and then still have left over, and to the effect of being able to send it to other countries and making money off of that. We're taking away certainly from our own supply in order, and this is all in order so that the Democrats can go, see, we're helping you out. It's like you're not looking into the far end of that. Not only that, your bullshit EV or your electronic vehicles like Tesla and all that, like, given, hey, you know, what's his name's made all the money in the world. He's made Teslas and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But reports come out that we're not going to have batteries for these fucking pieces of shit, these remote control cars, in 10 years. That along with all of the alternative energy sources aren't sustainable to get us off of oil. Not that I even really at this point think that oil is all that bad, you know, and I'm certainly not going to trust the dipshits that have been calling me a Nazi for the past 6 years. They can kiss my ass with all the bullshit that they're trying to pull with green energy and all that.
Yeah. If they would just do more with oil.
Yeah.
They could do it better.
Yeah. Learn how to make it cleaner. Learn how to make it so that it's not. If you know, these CO2 emissions are what you're all pissy about, okay, try and make it so that it doesn't push out as much. Try to make it so that we can turn around the effect of it, if that's the case, without trying to completely, like, I just rewatched Trump's debate. It wasn't the full debate. It was just the more so the clip that had to do with him talking to Biden, and Biden, you know, him calling him out for saying, you're trying to get rid of the oil factories, and Biden going, yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get rid of the oil production companies altogether. And it's like, how about if that's what you want to do, which I don't even think it's needed, but that's what you want to do. Trump's question should have been, can you get it done in 4 years? Because you're not making it 8 years. Can you get it done in 4 years? Biden's smart response to that would have been, well, we're going to start it. We're not going to get rid of it altogether right now, and we're not going to do it in 4 years. But, you know, Biden being the fucking puppet he is, turns around to go, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're going to get rid of it. And it's like, you stupid son of a bitch. Every third world country needs oil. They need these. They need the machines that we developed in the first world countries to come over and help them develop their countries. And the only way that you're going to do it right now, and for the presumable, I don't know, next 50 years, is machines that use oil and gas. That is the only way. When it comes to putting up wind turbines, you know what you need? You need machines ran on gas and oil in order to put them up. That's what you need right now. You can't put them up without them. That's what you need. So this idea of like getting rid, like, you're not going to be able to put up any more fucking turbines, you dumb shits. You're not going to put up any more fucking hydraulic energy machines. I know that's a very layman way of saying it, but I can't think of the other way of saying it. You know, these environmentalists don't seemingly know what the fuck they're doing. I mean, even when it comes to trying to get off of red meat, which is the stupidest shit in the world, and cattle farms and shit, the answer to what's that called when you don't have enough food? Whatever that's called. Vladdy. the answer, that's D.B. Cooper's name when he just came in. He changes his name every time he comes in, and I do enjoy it. But the answer to scarcity, and the answer to all these problems, number one is to stop listening to AOC and the Democrat Party. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. When they come up with their stupid soybean fields and whatever alternative food sources that they try to come up with where you have to plant, they're killing a whole bunch of living animals in order to do that. So they, you know, they're arguing, well, we're not killing as many cows and this, that, and the other. It's like, yeah, but you're killing all of these other animals when you develop these, when you develop the land in the way that you do in order to come up with the produce that you come up with. The real answer is to stick to natural agriculture what? And natural cattle farms.
Dagger?
What did you say?
You said dagger.
But that's the answer. It's to go back to what worked.
And we need more small farms, too.
We need more small farms. We need more farmers, which we have the smallest percentage that we've ever had in the United States. At one point, we were 85% farmers. And I think now we're down to, I could be wrong on this, as in even lower, but I think we're somewhere around 20%. I think 18 to 20% of our population are farmers. And I think it's even fucking smaller than that, which is scary. And the thing is that the government has now come in. I've talked about this before, where they pay farmers not to farm their own land. So you have farmers
talking about that.
Yeah, it's terrible. And we need to. I mean, we really, as a people, need to get the government absolutely out of agriculture and out of farming. Because it's going to help places like California, where you have the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, that come in to say that they can't do the things that farmers know. I can't think of all the terms right now. The things that farmers know about how to prevent forest fires, the BLM comes in to say that they know how to do it better, and they don't. And now that's why you have July or August. Those wildfires that are spreading all through California that are getting worse every year, it's not because of global warming or climate change. It's because of the fucking government isn't allowing the people who know how to handle that shit to do it. They come in and they fuck it all up. We need more, Gundy? No. Who are those people that had the standoff with the BLM a long time ago? It was the Sons. They had weird names. Bundy, yeah, the Bundys. We need more people like the Bundys. We need more people to go out and support the Bundys and people like the Bundys with their weaponry. Fucking have another standoff like they did last time. That was awesome. Oh, gosh, dude. That was like a wet dream for me, watching those guys fucking have a real-life fucking standoff with the federal government, and the government back down because they knew they'd get fucked up. I mean, there was so many fucking American patriots out there with guns. Oh gosh, it was so beautiful. It was one of the most beautiful things I think I've ever seen when it came to like my lifetime in dealing with the government. You know, it's like something that I would have liked to see at Ruby Ridge. You know,
my dad met that guy.
You met who?
No, my dad met the guy from Ruby Ridge at a conference. That's when he became like real into
Randy.
Government overreach. Yeah, Randy Weaver.
Yeah, that's awesome. Gosh, I would have loved to have seen that. A whole bunch of Americans come out and just fucking take out their guns and point them right back at the ATF. And then the ATF back down. I'm not saying I would have liked to see anybody get killed, but I'd love to see the federal government back the fuck down from its own people. You know?
Standing up for your rights.
As far as I am, how can I say this? Or how do I say this? How do I want to say this?
I'll be right back.
As I said earlier in the podcast, the only answer that I can come up with to right the ship, and this ship is going down, whether we want to admit it or not, this ship is going down. The federal government is leading us to losing our country. The only way to right the ship, as far as I can tell, is a war. I don't know if you want to call it a civil war or whatever, but a physical forcing out of those in power in the federal government right now. That is the only thing that I see right now. And it's why I want to empower the militias. It's why I want to empower the American patriot. And is it good that, do I believe that it's good that all of the Americans that have guns have them? I think it's good, sure, but I think it's better that we support our militias, because a whole bunch of people running around with guns, sure, okay, yeah, but I don't think the federal government is as scared of that, although they are. I don't think they're as scared of that as they are an organized militia, which is why they shit on the militia as much as they can. They make them out to be white nationalists and supremacists and this, that, and the other. They insult them all the time. It's a federal right that we all have to form a militia. So not only do I think that we need to have guns, we need to join up. Now, the hypocrisy that somebody could point out at me is, well, you're not a part of one right now. Yeah, that's true. I'm not, but I want to be. I reached out to the Wolverines, you know, and that was actually prior. Yeah. Red Dawn. Anybody, you want to know what I'm talking about, go watch Red Dawn. That's a possibility. It's a strong possibility. The original, not the remake. The remake was not so good. The original was phenomenal. With Patrick Swayze and Charlie Sheen. But I hate the image that not only the federal government, but you also have the entertainment industry and the media are trying to paint militias out to be these evil entities. When you have what's going on, and why I brought up the Wolverines is that was the militia or the faction of the Michigan militia that was involved in this Gretchen Whitmer situation or the kidnapping situation. That was the FBI orchestrating that entire thing, and none of the FBI is in trouble. That is, I meant to talk about that last time. That is the federal government going after our First Amendment right. I'm sorry, our Second Amendment right to having a militia. It's fucking disgusting. You have Alex Jones in the First Amendment, and then you have this Governor Whitmer thing. And nobody's really pointing it out, even within the conspiracy research realm. I don't think anybody's caught on that this is an outright attack on the militias, on the Second Amendment and the militias. Yeah, they're going after our guns, sure. But what's more important is they're going after the militias. And the militias are not bad. It's fucking – I try to describe it as like the Boy Scouts for grown-ups. You know, it's a wonderful thing for us to have. And in fact, the more – I would argue that the more powerful the militia, the stronger our military forces here at home. The military going out and playing, you know, police – it's not what strengthens our country or our country's defenses. It weakens it. I mean, think about your own house. When is your house the most protected? Is it when you're away and you only lock the doors? Maybe you might have a security system. That security system doesn't do shit. You might videotape people coming and breaking into your house, but it doesn't stop them from doing it. Your house is the most protected when you're at home. Our country, and this is any country, your country is the most protected when you're military force is at home. And that's my take.
And ours don't have any ammunition.
Yeah, and now ours doesn't have any ammunition because we gave it all the way to dipshits fucking out there in Ukraine shooting it at the Russians. I guess, maybe. I don't know. They're also shooting at Poland. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know if they're just – I don't know what they're doing with that ammunition. And how fucking crazy is it that you have all of NATO – that are handing over their ammunition to the Ukrainians, and the Russians, there's no reports coming out of Russia that they don't have ammunition, you know, that they're running low. They've got plenty apparently, you know, but Ukraine's running out of it. Like, what are you shooting at? Are you just getting drunk on fucking vodka and shooting at targets and shit and probably missing? Ugh. It's fucking terrible. All right. Do you have anything else you want to talk about there, bud?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, there's always next time, which will be next Tuesday. But in betwixt now and next Tuesday, we have Christmas. So I want to take this moment to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and ask that you wish everybody else a Merry Christmas. Not Happy Holidays, not some politically correct slogan, but rather a Merry Christmas. This is the time that we appreciate and celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. No happy holidays. This is Merry Christmas time. And I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas and your kids get lots of Christmas gifts and you guys all celebrate, you know, all the wonderful traditions that we have during this time. So, Bentley, Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right, you want to plug yourself?
If you need to get a hold of me, Bad Dog Show at yahoo.com. And check me out at the FringeRadioNetwork.com. FringeRadioNetwork.com.
And you can see him on Facebook, Bentley Meadows. Or no, Bentley Craig. Bentley Meadows. One of the two. Just look up either one. He's a good dude, as you can obviously hear. Listen to his show. Check him out. He's one of my good buddies, and I thoroughly enjoy having him on the show. And thank you for joining us too, buddy. Same with DB, but he doesn't have anything to promote just yet. We'll get him there. You can find me at or reach out to me at metv1105@gmail.com. That is metv1105. I highly suggest still going to theweaponbook.com. That is theweaponbook.com. I do have chapters 1 through 10 for, I think it's $7.25. You can get that for a gift, you know, last minute gift for somebody, for the member read, for anybody that likes to read. It's a great story. Sorry, I couldn't have the audio book out just yet, but that is still coming. You can find me on any social networking platform with the exception of TikTok, Instagram, and as of right now, Twitter. Just look my name up, John Omerchada, and you will find me. That's all for tonight, folks. That's all, folks, tonight. I'm still working with that one. Until next time, be accountable, be responsible, don't be a bitch-ass liberal. Later, buddy.
Peace.